We're doing the Magen Midovna. We're up the page Reish Chaf Bet and Shara Avam Derech Adam. We're beginning the 14th chapter. The way people work is Im Yeda VeYargish BeDavar Asher Yagia Lo Revach Mimenu. If you know and you sense something that's going to be beneficial to you. Your example, Baruch, was great. You found the stock that you believe in it. You get excited after it. A person doesn't rest, he doesn't calm down from figuring out different ways to attain what he wants. Yeah, I just sat with a guy yesterday. He tells me, I met the girl of my dreams, but I'm not ready to marry her. Why not? She's the girl of your dreams. What do you mean? If it's really the girl of your dreams, you don't let go. You found it. You cherish it. You chase after it. You hold on to it in any way you can. So I didn't either understand. Something here is wrong, right?
You're not ready to get married with Clara, not to this girl.
Oh, so I went to speak to his Rebbe, and his Rebbe said, like you said, he's probably not ready to get married Bichlal, if that's what he's saying. Right. Okay. The Magen Midovna says the nature of man is that if you sense that something's really worth it for you, so then you get excited. You don't just sit back. You do everything you can to attain it. And then he focuses his thoughts, his plans, and he's very focused. That's what he wants to get. And his eyes, his heart, his thoughts are focused on that all the time. He tries to figure out a way, how am I going to get it? What he eats and drinks, don't have any taste for him. When he lies down, his sleep isn't sweet. And he doesn't find himself forgetting this thing for a minute. And he counts his footsteps, he counts the minutes. You guys remember we used to do this before the end of the school year. We counted how many days, how many hours, how many minutes, right? How many classes? So he says, yeah, when you like something, so then you count the footsteps, the minutes. When will he finally have it? And you see him talking about it all the time. And even at times when he knows he's not going to get it, that's what he's talking about. Even when he has to make a promise, he says, I swear by this. I should be cursed that I won't get this if I'm lying. This is the focus of his life. So this is what he blesses with, he curses with, he swears by. Or he would curse his friend, you should never buy up my stock. That's how to his mind, this is what's worthwhile in life. It's like, how do two children that are tzaddikim curse one another? So one says to the other, you should eat candy without making a bracha before it. Okay, said it. When that's what you value, so then that's your curse. Umerov tshukato yisgevi itametz la'asigo gam ba'ofanim ha'bilti na'otim la'asigo bahim. And a person wants it so badly that he attempts to achieve it even in ways that aren't proper to achieve it. Even if it's improper, you see him rushing after it, even when there isn't really a good reason to believe he'll succeed. Even if a lot of people tell him, what are you trying so hard for? For what? He's like a deaf man. I don't know if you guys ever tried to dissuade someone from marrying a girl. Sometimes you meet someone and you know this is not a good idea. But more often than not, whatever you have to say falls on deaf ears. When the person is taken, that's it. And he does his thing and he works so hard he reaches a point where he hasn't invested every ounce of strength in trying to attain it, and nothing stops him, rain or snow, hot or cold, he's not swift to feel hungry, he doesn't feel the thirst, he's not sleepy. And when he eats and drinks, it's like he has to, so he stops eating and drink. But really, it's not what he wants to do. He thinks to himself, I wish I didn't need to be weighed down by this. I wish I could be strong without it. He'd be better off then. When he gets up from his bed or his table, you see how quickly he runs, like a deer that's fleeing capture, or a bird from the trap. And he only allows himself a little bit of sleep, a little bit of rest, a little bit of time where he's inactive. And we're in the middle of this description. We're out of time. We'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, later.